Well, you know what? Now, I cannot say enough about this guy. You know, we did meet way back in 1963. And since that time, you know, he was playing really great bluegrass mandolin then. But since then, you know, he has invented his own music, and it's called dog music. And I'll tell you what, he has influenced so many musicians, not just in bluegrass, but in jazz and just whoever. So he is the father of dog music and has got records galore, and I'm on a couple of them. David Grisman right here, the dog.
Well, I'd like to sing a song with little or no educational value. But nevertheless, you should pay attention to the words to this song because it's kind of a complex thing.
Hey, Sean, I got dog pics that I use, you know.
There, you keep that one.
I'll keep this one.
Yeah, that's... Let's see now.
Yeah. Now this is really, you've got to really think on this.
Thank you all for having us here. You folks enjoy yourself for the next few days. You're going to hear some great music.
To a widder who was pretty as could be. This widder had a grown-up daughter, had the hair of red. My father fell in love with her, and soon the two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law, changed my very life. My daughter was my mother, 'cause she was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of the bouncing baby boy. This little baby then became the brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he was my uncle, that also made him brother to the widder's grown-up daughter, who of course was my stepmother. I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Wife then had a son who kept him on the run, and he became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so.
Time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild. For now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa.